Jerry here again. Welcome back to Movie Dictionary. Right now I'm going to tell you what a science fiction movie is. Science, S-C-I-E-N-C-E. Like science is like biology or chemistry or physics. And fiction, F-I-C-T-I-O-N. Fiction means it's not true. So science fiction movies usually have something to do with science, like, or maybe fake science, but movies like Independence Day or Alien, these are science fiction movies. They take place in outer space, they have aliens and things like that. Sometimes they take place in the future. But there are some movies that don't take place in the future and aren't about aliens, like Jurassic Park. That's about dinosaurs. That's also a science fiction movie. But most of the time it is about aliens and spaceships and things like that. So that's what a science fiction movie is. So now you know what it is. So stay with us. Coming up next is Megua the American Slang.
Hey, guys, what's up? Nice to see you again. 过得好吗？我过得还不错。下面是动感英语时间，先来进入美国俚语部分。在下面这个片段里面会教给你一个非常适用的美国俚语，说不定哪一天你就会用上它。
He's the murderer. Gotta get out of here, Evan.What do you mean? Gotta run away. Told you we're not have to. I don't want to run away. We have to. Why? Listen to me, Adam. Dad kills people. No, he doesn't. He's a demon slayer. That's all lies, Adam. No, it's not. I see it when he touches them. No, you don't. Dad's brainwashed you.It's all a big lie. He's a murderer and you help him.
Nuh-uh. We're just serving God's will. I'm telling Dad on you. Adam! Adam! Adam!
今天要教给你的俚语就是这句话叫 I'm telling Dad on you.
Nuh-uh. We're just serving God's will. I'm telling Dad on you.
I'm telling Dad on you. 这个短语叫 tell somebody on somebody.他的意思是告谁的状，去向爸爸告你的状叫 tell dad on you。 举个例子给你，现实生活中我们可以说把东西还给我好吗，把玩具还给我，要不然我去向爸爸告你的状。好，这个句子我们可以说 Hey, give back my toy or I'll tell dad on you. Give back my toy, 把东西还给我， or 否则的话 I'll tell dad on you, 去向爸爸告你状。好，除了这个句子，再给你一个句子，我可以说 Well, I broke the vase. Please don't tell on me, okay? 我把花盆摔了，我把花盆给打碎了。别跟别人说好吗？不要告我状好吗？叫 Please don't tell on me. 小孩子当然最怕你告他状。好，除了小孩子之外，成年人也可以用这个短语叫 tell on. 举个例子给你，如果你跟你的同事外出去执行任务，你把公司一张很机密的软盘给弄丢了，光盘也好，叫 computer disk。 于是你可以说 Hey, 我把那个玩意儿弄丢了，别跟老板讲好吗？别向老板告我状好吗？一样的，我可以说 Well, I lost the computer disk. Please don't tell the boss on me. Tell the boss on me. 这就是今天的美国俚语 Tell somebodyon somebody.
He's the murderer. Gotta get out of here, Evan.
What do you mean?
Gotta run away. Told you we might have to. I don't want to run away. We have to. Why? Listen to me, Adam. Dad kills people.
No, he doesn't.He's a demon slayer. That's all lies, Adam.
No, it's not. I see it when he touches them. No, you don't. Dad's brainwashed. It's all a big lie. He's a murderer and you help him.
Nuh-uh. We're just serving God's will. I'm telling Dad on you. Adam! Adam! Adam!
You want to see me?
Yeah, I'll look for you.
Pissed.
Okay, I can see that.
No, you know what, AJ? I'm not pissed. You've seen me pissed. This is way, way beyond pissed, though. You know I shut down number two last night, right?
Yeah, man, I had a hunch on that.
So let me tell you something. Someday, many years from now, when you're all grown up and you got your own oil company and $8 million of your own money on the contract, you can do whatever comes into that little AJ idiot mind of yours you want. But as long as it says Harry Stamper Oil on the rig, you will not disobey my rules. You got that?
Yeah, I do got it.
Right now, I need to hear five words from you.
I'll never do that again. I'm a fool. That was idiotic. I mean, that was stupid.
I'm an idiot. I know what name's on the sign. What's going on?
Well, I screwed up. I'm a little edgy.
How long you work for me?
5 wonderful years.
In 5 years, you have never apologize to me this quickly. Something's going on here. I'm going to find out what it is.
Well, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm trying to learn from the man. What would Harry do? I'm at a loss for words.
好，下面进入经典对白。刚才看过的这个片段里面有两个句子，一个是 That was idiotic， 还有一个句子叫I'm an idiot.
I'm a fool. That was idiotic. I mean, that was stupid.
I'm an idiot. I know what name's on the sign. I'm not...
What's going on? 这两个东西很靠近，你学会一个，另外一个就自然攻破了。先来看第二个叫 I'm an idiot. An idiot means a very, very stupid person. 它的意思是傻瓜、白痴、蠢货的意思，叫 idiot. 好，它的形容词叫 idiotic. Idiotic 加了一个 IC 在尾部。好，现在教会你这个词在生活当中怎么来使用它。比方说我可以说玛丽要退学去当一名歌手。先来看这个句子叫 Mary is quitting university to become a singer。我觉得玛丽并不傻，可是这个计划，这个主意是我听到过的最愚蠢的。那么她并不傻，她并不是个傻瓜的，会说She's not an idiot.But this is the most idiotic 形容词 This is the most idiotic plan I've ever heard 好，再说一遍，慢一点。他本人并不傻，他并不是一个白痴。She's not an idiot. 但是他的这个想法，他的这个计划太愚蠢了。But this is the most idiotic plan I've ever heard. 句子有点长，不过学起来还是很简单。记住了吗 ？Idiot 和 idiotic。再举个例子给你，我可以说千万别听他的，这个人是个蠢货，他是个白痴，不要信他的。那么这个句子我们可以说 Hey, don't listen to what he says. Don't listen to what he says. 为什么？因为 He is an idiot. He's an idiot.
I'm a fool. That was idiotic. I mean, that was stupid.
I'm an idiot. I know what name's on the sign. What's going on?
Well, I screwed up. I'm a little edgy.
How long you work for me?
5wonderful years.
In 5 years, you have never apologized to me this quickly. Something's going on here. I'm going to find out what it is.
刚才频道里面有这样一个句子叫 I'm a little edgy.
What's going on? Well, I screwed up. I'm a little edgy.
How long you work?
I'm a little edgy means 两个意思。第一个意思是 to be nervous, 有点紧张。它的第二个意思是 to be impatient or angry, 有点不耐烦，情绪不太好。两个意思，分别举个例子给你。好，第一个意思我们可以说 Well,He's got a job interview tomorrow. He's a little edgy right now. 明天他要去应聘一个工作，明天，所以他现在有点紧张了。He's a little edgy right now. A little edgy. 好，再看一个例子，我们可以说 Aaron hasn't slept for 2 days, so stay away from her. She is a little edgy. 他有两天没合眼了， Aaron 有两天没睡觉，所以离他远一点，因为他有点不耐烦，情绪不太好。She is a little edgy. 两个意思。Anyway, I'm not edgy at all, so don't stay away from me, okay? 好了，下面总结一下今天学过的内容。第一个词叫 idiotic, 嗯，白痴的行为，它的名词叫 idiot。
I'm a fool. That was idiot.
最后一个点刚教过你叫 edgy。I'm a little edgy. 记住了吗？
You want to see me?
Yeah, I was looking for you.
I'm pissed. Okay, I can see that.
No, you know what, AJ? I'm not pissed. You've seen me pissed. This is way, way beyond pissed, though. You know I shut down number two last night, right?
Yeah, man, I had a hunch on that, too.
Let me tell you something. Someday, many years from now, when you're all grown up and you got your own oil company and $8 million of your own money on the contract, you can do whatever comes into that little AJ idiot mind of yours you want. But as long as it says Harry Stamper Oil on the rig, you will not disobey my rules. You got that?
Yeah, I do got it.
Right now, I need to hear 5 words from you. I'll never do that again.
I'm a fool. That was idiotic. I mean, that was stupid.
I'm an idiot. I know what name's on the sign. I'm not...
What's going on? What's going on? Well, I screwed up. I'm a little edgy.
How long you worked for?
5 wonderful years.
In 5 years, you have never apologized to me this quickly. Something's going on here. I'm going to find out what it is.
Well, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm trying to learn from the man. What would Harry do?I'm at a loss for words.
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about the song I Will Always Love You from the movie The Bodyguard. In the movie, Whitney Houston, who's a very famous singer, also plays a singer in the movie. And Kevin Costner plays her bodyguard. He protects her, because she's very famous and everybody wants to meet her, and so he has to protect her. And they fall in love in the movie, but then they can't be together. They have to separate. And so this song is talking about how even though we can't be together, we can't get married, we can't live together our whole lives, I will always love you.
Bittersweet memories, that is all I'm taking with me.
So she says, bittersweet memories. Now bitter is 苦的 and sweet is 甜的. So the memories are sweet, they're happy, but they also, there's something about them that's not sweet, it's bitter. And so it's these memories, you know, it makes her happy to think of them together, but it also makes her sad because they're no longer together. So it's bittersweet memories. So the memories of them, that is all I'm taking with me. So she's leaving and she's going by herself. She won't have him, she won't have anything else, just these memories that are a little bit sad, a little bit happy, they're bittersweet. So goodbye, she says goodbye to him. Please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need. So she says, even though we're in love, we're not right for each other. I'm not right for you. And we both know that. She's trying to be very practical, very honest. We both know I'm not right for you. I'm not what you need. And I will always love you. And let's listen to it now. And I'll see you next time. Thanks for watching Action English.
Bittersweet memories, that is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye, please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.